Hudson Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
CBS News Brief. Former First Lady Rosalynn Carter has entered hospice care at home in Plains, Georgia, as her husband Jimmy Carter did in February. Her grandson said she and the former president are spending time with each other and their family. The family announced earlier this year that Mrs. Carter is suffering from dementia. President Biden says he showed America's commitment to Asia during this year's summit for the region's leaders in San Francisco.
Over the last few days, we've worked together, and I think that's not hyperbole. We've worked together to find ways to build an inclusive, resilient, and sustainable economies for the Asian Pacific.
The Prime Minister of Bahrain, Bin Hamad Al Khalifa, is calling for a renewed commitment to the two-state solution, Israel and Palestine.
Preserving this path to peace will demand strong leadership from us in the region and primarily from the great powers and specifically from the United States.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Senator Tammy Baldwin says Congress has a chance to pass a bipartisan budget now that a federal government shutdown has been averted again. Although she says she's disappointed aid for Ukraine and Israel were taken out.
I hope that as soon as we return to session the week after next, that we can immediately take up the emergency funding for humanitarian relief and for Ukraine and for Israel.
The stopgap bill would keep the government funded until early February. Amtrak plans to double its service from the Twin Cities through Wisconsin to Chicago. Starting next year, Amtrak will add a second daily round trip. Federal and state agencies and the railroads are working out the details. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Foster families in our area are in need. Here's Brittany Merlot.
About 6 foster homes are needed in Portage County, while in Lincoln County, they would like to double their number to 12 licensed foster homes, with 2 of those homes accepting teens. Right now, more than 100 children, including 29 teens, are in out-of-home care in Portage County. 43 are in foster care, and the rest are in group care. Both Lincoln and Portage County say if placement isn't available in foster homes in their county, they'll reach out to other counties to fill the void.
Gun deer season kicks off on Saturday. Over the past decade, there's been a decline in the number of Wisconsin hunters. In 2000, that number was over 700,000. Now it's closer to 600,000, with the average age being about 60. The DNR says they plan to embrace new hunters, and their target demographic is women. Currently, women make up about 20% of hunters. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
This is business analyst Jill Schlesinger. In today's world, it seems the best treatment is reserved only for a few. Well, Discover wants to change that by making everyone feel special. That's why with your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 live customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Finally, no matter who you are or where you are in your life, you'll feel special with Discover. Learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations apply.
It's the Packers against the Chargers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The 3-6 Packers host the 4-5 Chargers Sunday at Lambeau Field. Former offensive tackle Brian Bulaga is in town and says he wants to retire as a Packer. Bulaga played for both Green Bay and the Chargers. Kickoff at noon, game time weather pretty good for the middle of November. Sunshine and 45. Although Green Bay has struggled with this young roster, one player is having a great rookie season. Jaden Reed's stats are getting close to another receiver, Sterling Sharp. I asked Reed, what's the key to preparing for these games?
Getting a better feel for the offense, understand my job, and just, you know, studying your opponent, know what they do, and, you know how to attack them.
College football. The Badgers hope to snap a 3-game losing streak when they host Nebraska 6:30 tomorrow night in Madison. Badgers running back Braylon Allen trying to come back from a high ankle sprain. Will he be able to play?
I don't know. We'll have to see.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 26 tonight, under clear skies, winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. 53 tomorrow, sunny skies and calm, lows around 28 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 42.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't...
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover.
Join us Saturday. It's the home finale against the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Our coverage begins at 4:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield on Wisconsin.
Haven't been checking out Director's Cut lately? Well, here's some of the guests you may have missed.
Local legend from Four on the Floor, musical magician, one of my favorites, Pete Ravelle. Michael Charles, Chicago Blues Hall of Fame, a man who has played with Buddy Guy.
Bria Krieger joining us, a local artist.
To welcome to the WFHR stage, the legends, the lizards themselves.
Best-selling author, Mystery Science Theater 3000 legend, Midwest's own Mary Jo Peel.
Director's Cut, every Sunday night from 8 to 9 on locally grown radio.
Why do we have celery? What else can you do with a Dutch oven? Where did the word kitchen even come from? The Kitchen's Open answers these kinds of questions and includes fun history facts around our favorite foods, meals, and family cuisine traditions. Our WFHR team will entertain you each week on Mondays during the 9 o'clock hour on WFHR's morning show with The Kitchen's Open.
Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Thank God it's Friday, Dominic.
Curdy, happy Friday to you. Aaron working the board in for Nate today, our fair audience. Thank God it's Friday.
Thank God, indeed. You know, I don't have my normal youthful exuberance.
No, why not?
Because it's almost the weekend, man. I can't wait. I am living for the weekend. It hasn't even been a particularly hard work week. It's just, you know, I'm not feeling it.
Oh, man. You know, I think I've been thinking about it because I'm feeling a little, it's been a busy week for me. And of course, next week is Thanksgiving. So I'm kind of thinking, oh, man, we can just kind of make it slide. We can get through to next week and still have things to do next week as well. But it's, I certainly got vacation on the mind, man.
I bet you do. Well, don't mail it in yet. We've still got to perform the greatest radio show ever. Not so much for you or I, but for them, Dom, the people that rely upon us for their politics really? And entertainment.
Oh,
and information.
Man. You know, Crudy, you know the secret is I do the show for my own entertainment, and hopefully other people find it entertaining. I can't possibly try to please everybody.
They've noticed. The people have noticed. And they bear with you, Dom. At this point, it's more of a bearing with. Dom, the lead today. You know, we air the grievances on Friday, and we got a guest coming soon, Alan Robinson, our friend from Herbal Aspect. He's going to give us some 420 facts on a Friday afternoon. I appreciate that. And a little bit later in this hour, while you were whatever you doing all day long, I was thinking very hard, and I came up with this brilliant idea. Actually, stole it from another, but I'm going to claim it as my own. Dom, I have the ironclad, can't-miss guaranteed way of getting Joe Biden reelected. Do you want to hear about it?
I absolutely do, man. Share it.
Yeah, you're going to have to stick around till 4:30.
You big tease.
Because we've got to lead a little closer to home, Dom. A little closer to home in our backyard. And rare is this day. They say politics makes interesting bedfellows. Well, today, the governor of the state of Wisconsin, Democrat Tony Evers, and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss find themselves on the very same side of an issue, opposition to Kirk Bankstead, and a lawsuit that would try to immediately end the choice school program here in the state of Wisconsin. Evers and Voss in the same bed, on the same team.
That seems strange to me.
It does seem strange, Dom. And it seems that a beer company super PAC makes a strange vessel for trying to end the school choice movement in the state of Wisconsin. But, you know, stranger things have happened, question mark.
As said before, politics makes strange bedfellows.
There's also a question of original jurisdiction. Like, do you get a trial? So often here in the state of Wisconsin, we just skip the trial step. Let's go straight to the Supreme Court. That is what's being asked for because they're seeking immediate relief for the taxpayers from this burden of paying for the choice schools, effectively, the voucher programs. But where are the facts then gathered if you don't have a district court, if you don't have a lower court trial? And I'm not so much sure because, you know, the briefs being entered by Robin Voss are different than the briefs being entered by Tony Evers' team. Yeah, but I think Evers' team is really more interested in starting at the district court level. No reason to rush this to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. This program has been in place for 25 years or more. You know, nothing's going to change between now and the resolution of this lawsuit. So if it takes a year or two or whatever the case may be, it takes as long as it takes. I don't think the Wisconsin Supreme Court will take this up as original jurisdiction. No good reason to.
The reporting from Scott Bauer over at the Associated Press, Democratic Governor Tony Evers' administration and political opponent Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss are in the rare position of taking the same side in a lawsuit seeking to end Wisconsin's taxpayer-funded voucher school system, telling the Wisconsin Supreme Court that it should not, Crudy, take up the case. Voss and Department Administration Secretary Kathy Blumenfeld, who was appointed by Evers, told the court in separate filings this week that the case should start at the circuit court level, as Crudy mentioned. The third defendant, the Department of Public Instruction Secretary Jill Underley, took no position. Underley, who was elected on a nonpartisan ballot, was backed by Democrats. Democratic opponents of the voucher program took a different position from Evers and asked the state Supreme Court to take the case directly. If it does, it would issue a ruling within weeks or months. It would likely take 2 or 3 years for the case to work its way through the lower courts.
So
Ryan
what?
Potts.
Sorry.
So what? I mean, obviously, Crudy, there's money being spent, right?
How in much money is being sense. Spent? Yes. But the underlying questions about whether or not this is a separation of church and state issue, whatever the final underpinnings of the ruling may be, Dom, there's no urgency to come to conclusion in this case to leapfrog, to my opinion, to leapfrog the lower courts.
Justice delayed is justice denied, Michael. Scott Bauer writes at the AP, a quote from Potts, "We hope the Supreme Court sees through the difficult politics associated with the issue and decides to stand up to the Republican legislature and protect Wisconsin's public school children." Evers spokesperson Britt Kudebeck did not return a message seeking comment. Evers, who previously served as state superintendent of education, has been a longtime critic of the voucher program. That's what I'm saying, man.
I'm not clear that he has been. But
this summer, he agreed to increase spending on the program as part of a larger education funding package tied to a deal, sending more money to Milwaukee and local governments. So, you know, he had to negotiate. He had to barter a little bit, Crudy. The arguments from Voss and the Evers administration line up with other supporters of the voucher school program, including Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce and the conservative Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, which is representing private schools, parents of students who attend them, and other advocates of the program. They argue that the case should start in circuit court, like Crudy argues, so that the lower courts can determine an array of facts before the Wisconsin Supreme Court has to weigh in. Underley, in a one-page filing, said she was taking no position because her primary concern is oversight and supervision of public instruction. But she said if the court takes the case, Underley may take a position on the accuracy of any factual assertions made by any party. When the lawsuit was filed last month, Underley seemed aligned with those challenging the voucher school system by saying that she welcomed any opportunity to effectively, equitably, and robustly fund our public education system.
Should I take it from here? Democrats have argued for decades that the voucher school program is a drain on the resources that would otherwise go to the public schools. Yeah, we can't afford to fund two school systems. At least that would be my assertion. The lawsuit argues the state's revenue limit and funding mechanism for voucher school programs and charter schools violate the Wisconsin Constitution's declaration that public funds be spent for public purposes. It also contends that the vouchers to fund the public schools do not allow for adequate public oversight and do not hold private schools to the same standards as public schools. That might be true. Now, the nation's first school choice program began in Milwaukee in 1990. I guess that's going on 33 years, Tom. Then seen as an experiment to help the low-income students in the state's largest city, the program has expanded statewide, and its income restrictions have been loosened. This year, nearly 55,000 students were enrolled. Now, the entire Milwaukee Public Schools has only 75,000 students. And they're not all coming from Milwaukee, but a big chunk of that, like 25% of Milwaukee Public School students, are now in the choice school programs. Evers appointee Blumenfeld argued that ending the voucher program immediately is the lawsuit request. And here's a quote, Tom, could lead to chaotic and unanticipated outcomes. Trying to absorb those students in the public school system, again, here's a quote, could lead to staffing, funding, and classroom shortages. Now, you know, the court is now a 4-3 liberal court, but Dom, I would point out many, many moons ago when Tony and I didn't see eye to eye on this topic, and I advocated for ending the choice school program. And I said the governor of the state of Wisconsin should do so through their budgetary process. And Evers said, what are you going to do with all these kids? Throw them on the street, crew. And no, I never said that. I don't think the courts have to say that. Should they rule in this way? There could be a ramp down program. There could be a defund program. Certainly if it's done legislatively, as I would have proposed, you know, there could have been a ramp down. So I think sometimes that the Evers administration jumps right out there to chaos will ensue. Well, that may or may not be a legal argument to make. Chaos ensuing is not a legal argument. Doesn't matter if you think chaos is going to ensue, sir. The question is it a constitutional thing under Wisconsin's constitution? And that ultimately will have to be decided first in the district court level, probably then at the appellate court level, and finally, Dom, finally, it'll make its way to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Maybe.
Maybe? Maybe? I hope so, man. I don't like our public school tax dollars being used to subsidize religious education for students that would already be in those religious schools.
Come on, man. You went to Appleton Xavier. You went to
I know, man. School. And my parents didn't get a tax break. They didn't get school vouchers. They paid out of pocket. If that's what you want, go to pocket. Don't make me and my tax dollars subsidize your teaching that the earth is 6,000 years old. Thank you very much. You know why? Because tithing is down. People aren't showing up and giving their money as much. So this is an end around to keep funding the churches who already pay no property taxes.
You're just cranky because it's almost the weekend, but this little radio show is getting in the way. Come back with us, a fine guest, Al Robinson. Herbal Aspect, 420 Facts. They're next.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Have you Googled yourself lately? Are there negative posts from an ex-employee or from a former client? Maybe an outdated news article or sensitive personal information about your family? Search engines don't always get it right. But right or wrong, it's your reputation on the line. That's where Reputation Defender by Norton comes in. One of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. Reputation Defender has been fixing people's search results for over 15 years. Their cutting-edge approaches help you to wipe away unwanted information in your search results. they also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, helping you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. Take control with Reputation Defender. You can start by getting your free reputation report card at reputationdefender.com or call 800-803-5505 to speak to an expert. That's 800-803-5505.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news talk and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Abacus Radio Show. Make sure you check out the Civic Media app. You can take the Devil's Abacus with you anywhere you go. Check out your app store for the Civic Media app.
Dominic, a big sports weekend. We're going to check in later with Mike Clemens, our sports reporter. But right now, I got a friend here in the Mad Radio 92.7 FM studios. He is Alan Robinson. He's here to give us some 420 facts sponsored by the Herbal Aspect. How you doing?
Hey.
Happy Friday, man. Yeah. Thank God it's Friday, Alan.
Happy 420 Friday, boy.
Best time.
Yeah, man. So come to talk to you today about cannabidiolic acid, CBGA. It's the mother cannabinoid. I'm really excited about this particular cannabinoid because it's the first thing that the plant makes. It's not my favorite cannabinoid because that's the one that gets me stony. But this one has some crazy properties that most people just don't know about, right?
So, I don't know. Tell me more.
Yeah.
What do you mean, man?
Yeah. So, you know, there's been a lot of research into the field of cannabis recently, and we're finding that cannabinoids like CBD have anti-convulsive properties. It would surprise a lot of people to know that CBGA, or cannabidiolic acid, is a better anti-convulsant than CBD. It's also an anti-inflammatory. It's being studied right now for its antibiotic properties and a bunch more. So it's one of those things that you really need to add to your health regimen and then just reap the benefits generally.
So say it again for me, because I wasn't listening the first time. What is it called?
CBGA, cannabidiolic acid. Nobody's going to remember the name.
So, all right, now that
CBGA,
I know.
CBGA, we got it.
CBG or CBGA. Now, I mean, there's some cool stuff about this, right? These kids down in Utah at the University of Utah were studying it during the entire COVID debacle. They find that CBGA has an affinity for the spike 1 protein. So it latches onto it and it makes it too big to fit into human receptors. Now, I'm not going to say that CBGA prevents COVID. There's no evidence to support that. There's no research to support that. There is research to support that CBG has an affinity for the spike protein. So I don't know how much you'd have to take. I'd assume it'd be more than what they gave the lab rats, but it's there. So, I mean, it's just further evidence that we need more research into cannabis and into the cannabis plant.
It's a wonderful thing. And I never got COVID. And yeah. I was out there at maskless Vicky McKenna-led AR-15 armed up rallies during the pandemic, man. I never got COVID.
You know, there is.
I did get a couple, you know, yeah. The vaccine and the boosters.
Well, yeah, I did too. Right.
And I also tried some of the CBG, A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
I'll tell you, man, most people that I know that are heavy cannabis users either did not get COVID or they caught a really mild case. Now, I don't know that there's a correlation or causation, but, you know, I didn't have a crazy time with it, so I feel all right.
All right, man, let's do some commerce.
Oh, money.
Money. Dude, next week is Thanksgiving, and in the retail business, and I realize, Herbal Aspect, you're in the retail business.
We do that.
Next Friday. That makes it Black Friday.
Yeah.
Alan, what do you got going on for Black Friday, my friend?
Oh, man, I've got some crazy specials going on at Herbal Aspect. You can pick up that CBGA. It's one of our minor cannabinoids. There's going to be store-wide sales. I've got 15% off smoking accessories. We're doing double loyalty points. If you spend $100 on whatever, you can get a free pre-roll. That's going to be THCA. Oh, 25% off flower. All the flower, any flower that you want.
I like flower.
Yeah.
Flower is good. I've been dealing with flower since the mid-80s.
Yeah, but you know, I'm going to try to get you moved over to the gummies because the edibles, our gummies and chocolates, are going to be 30% off. So, ooh. I mean, you come on down to Herbal Aspect. We got three different locations. Of course, you can shop online. We've got our cannabis consultations.
Let's talk more about the consultations for just a minute. Alan Robinson, our good friend from the Herbal Aspect. And I perceive you to be something of my cannabis friend.
Yeah.
You're the one that knows all the CBGAs and all the different stuff people need to know. So let's talk about that consultation for just a minute. First and foremost, you still got time between now and Christmas for the consultations?
We sure do, man. We're doing Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. You just jump online and you can sign up for a consultation at herbalaspect.com. We just actually relaunched the website. You're in for a 20-minute personalized consultation.
Not everyone's in cannabis for the same effect.
Right. A lot of people don't necessarily want to get crazy high. I've got the largest segment of cannabis users is going to be 65. New cannabis users is 65 and up. And I find that my customers don't really want to get super stony. They just really want some relief from typical ailments. And so I can help to direct them to what those products look like, direct them in their usage, and help them to have like a guided cannabis experience.
And again, how did they get the guided cannabis experience? How do they sign up for that?
Well, your listeners can log on to herbalaspect.com, use the code DEVILRADIO, and that $49.99 value will be absolutely free to Devil Radio listeners.
Again, I love that price.
Yeah, man. Nothing.
Nothing. So that's outstanding. Now, I've got to digress for just a minute. Is there any other cannabis or weed-related stuff we should know about? We, the audience, we, Dom and I, because I feel like you gotta be our cutting edge on this stuff.
Oh, man, there's stuff going on in cannabis all the time, right? So, like, Ohio just, what was it, Ohio?
Legalized cannabis referendum. Modestly outperformed legalizing abortion as a constitutional right in Ohio, but they were right there together, man. Those are very important issues, don't you think?
Moderately outperformed. You don't think that cannabis is more popular than kids?
Oh. Yes. Hey, hell yes.
Alan, let me ask you, with regards to, you know, the different ways to ingest and to take the cannabis. Snoop Dogg came out yesterday. I saw that he's given up the smoke. I mean, come on, Snoop Dogg and smoke, they kind of go one on one. But obviously, I mean, a guy been probably smoking most of his life and a lot of cannabis, and it's gotten, you know, certainly better and higher quality of late. But, you know, that's a lot of smoke going in your lungs. I didn't see anything beyond the tweet, but presumably there's, you know, you can have edibles, you can put little drops into drinks. How many different ways can you consume?
You don't think Snoop's turning his back full time on cannabis, just smoke?
I don't know. I'll say this about Snoop. Number one, to each his own. If the gentleman doesn't want to smoke anymore, there's a multitude of ways that folks can consume, and I commend his effort to not to take on a healthier lifestyle. Save your lungs, G.
HerbalAspect.com, right?
There it is, HerbalAspect.com. 3547 University Avenue, 2017 Winnebago Street, and 735 South Gammon Road, right in Woodman's parking lot next to Dunkin' Donuts.
420 Facts brought to us by Alan Robinson, sponsored by our friends over at the Herbal Aspect. Thank you, Alan. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
You know I'm going to eat because I'm going to smoke.
Well, once you eat too much, then you got to get rid of that too full filling.
All right.
It's the vicious cycle.
We'll see you, Dom.
Thanks, Alan.
I'm going to tell you how Joe Biden's going to win the presidency, win re-election next. You better stick around.
Whether you're hanging.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Flu, COVID-19, and RSV are on the rise in Wisconsin. Health officials are urging people to get vaccinated. The Department of Health Services says hospital admissions for flu and RSV nearly doubled this week from last week. COVID-19 hospitalizations are also up slightly this month. Fewer than 1 in 4 people in Wisconsin have had the flu shot, and only 9% have had this year's COVID booster. Environmentalists are urging Governor Evers to stop a land swap to create a new luxury golf course on the shore of Lake Michigan. Two groups say the proposed exchange would set a bad precedent for state parks and protected lands. The plan would take 5 acres from the Kohler Andre State Park. Opponents say it would damage the shoreline environment. Supporters say a new golf course would bring economic development. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Monday, November 20th. The Central Wisconsin State Fair Board of Directors will meet at 6:30 p.m. at the Fair Office in Marshfield. In Portage County, the Health and Human Services Board meeting, scheduled for 4:30, has been canceled. The City of Stevens Point Common Council meeting will take place at 7 p.m. in the Community Room on Michigan Avenue. In Adams County, the Library Board will meet from 2 to 3 p.m. at the Adams County Library. Tomorrow, November 18th, you can attend an old-fashioned holiday craft fair at the Town Hall in Rome. Bring a food pantry donation to enter for free and get your Christmas shopping done early. They're open from 9 to 3. On Sunday from 10 to 12, you can learn how to decorate cookies like a pro at Lake Arrowhead. Classes by Blue House Bakery. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Ho, 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 ho! Auto Value has once again teamed up with Toys for Tots to help deliver hope to less fortunate children this Christmas. Now through December 15th, you can drop off a new unwrapped toy or cash donation at any participating Auto Value parts store. Your toy or cash donation will not only help Santa, but also allow one more child to experience the magic of Christmas. On behalf of everyone at Auto Value and the North Pole, we thank you.
Bucks take on the Hornets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bucks basketball tonight at Fiserv Forum as they host the Charlotte Hornets. The Bucks are ranked near the